Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Simply, now late night, but if you're in the USA, Simply Sunday Talk. And, of course, the talk is coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. And I'm in the state of Mississippi, in my native state of Mississippi, the city of Jackson, Mississippi. So sending a shout-out to the city of Jackson and the entire state of Mississippi, the Deep South, all my listeners worldwide, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texoma area, all the members of the James Franco Project Group, Save Dallas, everyone that I effectively network with throughout social media and in person, and of course, those of you that have been the most awesome supporters. Definitely appreciate your listenership right here on blogtalkradio.com since March 21st, 2011, and also the spinoff shows, and everything's coming back full-fledged. Do not fret. And thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for encouraging me to get back to those full-fledged shows, call-in chat room formats with my awesome guest co-hosts and also some new guest co-hosts. My man, Terry, is looking forward to coming on, talking about many topics, because this is an entertainment lifestyle show, but now we're living the quarantine lifestyle. We're gradually returning back to normal, to our new normal, but we will forever, it seems, we'll be living this new normal life of a quarantine lifestyle. Just up in what we've been raised to know what to do, living a cleaner, more mindful lives in this entire world. And those of you that have been long-time listeners, and not even long-time listeners, you know how much I love stories of UFOs. And I hope you enjoyed the watch party that I posted on my Facebook page overnight. If you're in the UK or other parts of the world, it was during the day, but overnight, I posted an awesome watch party of recent sightings regarding UFOs. Since COVID-19 has been happening, there have been recent sightings within the past 6 months and also the past few years. I like to listen to, is it East to East? Coast to Coast. I know my cousin Linda, who you guys know and ladies know, I've been a co-host here who talk about her travels and shopping and a lot of lifestyle, pop culture info. Yes, Coast to Coast, they definitely have some amazing guests overnight that discuss sightings of UFOs, Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot sightings. But definitely there has been an increase in new government tapes. Videos of UFO sightings. And one of the first shows that I presented was a show when the show premiered, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, was a show regarding UFOs and discussing the topic of as a little girl, I'm 51 now, as a little girl, my sister Beverly, our late mom, and my sister had She had the pleasure of seeing another UFO when she resided in Texas. She said it appeared to be orange. But the UFO that she and Mom and I seen when I was in third grade, it was like one of the typical UFOs that we usually hear about, with the metallic gray and the multicolor lights around the edges. That, even our late mom, until her last days, we always, for some reason, that happened many, many years ago, like 77, 76. But honestly, it feels like it happened yesterday. No joke. It feels like it happened yesterday when we seen this UFO in Jackson, Mississippi, above a power plant. on, if those of you that are familiar with Jackson, Northside Drive and California Avenue. We were leaving a relative's home, turning off of California Avenue, preparing to cross the railroad track. You guys can Google Northside Drive, California Avenue, power plant. The UFO appeared above us and above the power plant, and it was humongous. And what was so amazing, it just appeared out of nowhere, and then it, like, idled over us because we were preparing to cross over a railroad track. And my sister now, you know, Third Encounter. What is it, Third Encounter? You remember that movie with Richard Dreyfuss? It had recently, you know, been like one of the big blockbusters. First Encounter, Third Encounter. What's the title? I'm like twisted. But really, because I had no intention to discuss UFOs, but I know many of you are fascinated with UFOs too. And then with us going through a pandemic, to be dealing with increased sightings of UFOs, that's news. You know, it might be underground news or official government news, but that's news to see an increase in UFO sightings as we deal with a pandemic also. It's been an increase in the past few years, but it's been some sightings, increased sightings of UFOs. And so, but those of you that are longtime listeners, you all know that, you know, that was one of the first shows, and then throughout the years have discussed that topic. And we'll be talking about, like, unsolved mystery topics and some just amazing topics. And one reason why I created the other show, Image Mechanism, based on beauty and fashion, but another show I created so we could go in-depth on certain topics, really do really good investigative and in-depth studying and researching and share with one another. So I had put that show on a halt because I definitely need the interaction of the audience and co-hosts so we can really discuss our perspectives on topics like UFOs, topics like what we're going through now, the different theories of why this pandemic is happening and what started it and so on. But that one thing we all can agree, we really pray for it to end. Really, really pray for it to end. So I have, when the show began, I was going to read like some of the breaking news that was at the bottom of the screen, but it's not on the bottom of the screen right now. But let me provide you with my email address, KultureShockInt, KultureShockInt@yahoo.com. Let me repeat it. KultureShockInt@yahoo.com. Definitely send me, since I'm preparing to come back, and you guys know how much we love to have musicians and play awesome music and play awesome PSAs. Definitely would love for you to share your music. So definitely send your media kits and your music and the okay that I can add your music to my playlist here on Blog Talk Radio and on Springer. And you guys know you can catch my shows on YouTube and also Culture Shock Entertainment Presents. You can catch those episodes on Spotify. But when you send me music, please send it MP3 or WAV, W-A-V. Send it in those formats. I'll say MP3 and definitely send it in those formats so it can properly be uploaded to the playlist. So I can include your shows. And then when you're guests on the show also, it's important to be able to play your music. DC has a new song called My City, My City. And I keep telling him I need it in the proper format so I can program it, upload it on my shows. But state of Mississippi, our governor had on his press conference on Friday, he had a Facebook Live event today. I didn't see it, but they've been talking about it on the news. On Friday, our governor is planning to phase out of the opening of more businesses on Friday. And what happened, Friday happened to have been the state of Mississippi's peak day. The day that the governor was planning to announce, okay, we can relax on some of these restrictions and allow some businesses to more to open and for not to be so strict on others. Well, and on that same day, Mississippi entered the protest, like other states across the country, of open the state back up. Well, the governor had to abort his decision on opening more businesses and loosening up restrictions on those that are open. Because again, I'm repeating again, Friday was our peak day. The day that we had the most cases and deaths in the state of Mississippi. So must continue our safer at home, which our mayor of Jackson and other mayors also throughout the state are, making mandatory that it's best to be safer at home and shelter in place executive orders. So fire safety and precautions, that was important. But people have been pretty obedient, reporters and fishery police that have been boating and hanging out at beaches, because we have a lot of lakes and we do have Biloxi Beach and Ross Barnett Reservoir. My friends in Texoma, it's like Lake Texoma. They reopen the lakes and they reopen the reservoirs. City parks and things like that. The city is a whole other thing. Everything's still shut down, but the governor felt that people need to relax as long as we fish and spend leisure time together. But as long as citizens respect the guidelines and practice social distancing, and also the retailers that are open must only have half of the capacity that is required in those retailers and in those stores. And also, let's see, I'm not looking at any notes, so some things I'm talking about just from mere fact of knowing. So I'm not talking from notes. I'm talking from just the information that I have. And on Friday, the state of Mississippi, we received $1.3 billion. And you know, the president gave the governor the right to distribute the funds out throughout their respective states. So our legislature reconvened on Friday at 1 o'clock. And so there had been a debate regarding if the governor of the state of Mississippi should be the one to distribute the funds, or should it be in the hands of the legislature, of our lieutenant governor, which is also Republican ran, but the legislature, Lieutenant Governor Deborah Hoseman, our Speaker of the House is Philip Gunn, and then we have our legislature. So it's $1.2 billion. If it's governed by the governor, third party to manage the fund, a third party will manage the fund. And a third party would manage the fund. And my apologies, there was a little background noise. A third party would manage the fund. And the governor's point is, with him, there's an act from the 70s that states that the governor has the right during an emergency to be the one that's responsible for the funds getting to the people that is the purpose the funds are for. And he worked for the state in the 2000s, and he served as a Lieutenant Governor for two consecutive terms, and then he was elected governor. Then our Lieutenant Governor used to be our Secretary of State, Deborah Hoseman. But in 2005, when Katrina hit, Haley Barbour, who was governor then, he was in control of the funds and hired a third party. So the governor and the legislature would manage the money, but they would hire a third party. But the governor would have the say to where the money goes. Well, the money goes to who the money is intended for. And then one point that the governor is making is that the auditing, they're definitely auditing that money, and that money better be going, every penny better be accounted for, and every penny better be distributed to who it's intended to go to. And then also, but I believe that what happened on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, it would be the legislature who would manage it. I think on Friday it was determined that the legislature, unless something else is happening on tomorrow, I have to keep you all updated on that. But that's what's been going on. But I know Mississippi made national news about the peak happening on Friday, and the governor had to have a change of heart when it came to reopening more businesses, and also lightening up the restrictions on some of the other businesses. And also, another point that the governor made was that it's important to get the funds to, like, businesses like barbershops and beauty shops. Some have been opening here, but they've been getting in trouble. And so they decide, okay, I better close, because so I, you know, don't be fined or don't be getting in trouble with the law until the governor, because law enforcement do appear at their door, on their doorsteps and at their doors, and tell them, hey, it's illegal what you're doing. We understand why you're doing it. But until the governor and says that you can open, and also in cities, because I know our city, our Mayor Lumumba, is very strict on people staying, doing shelter in place, and only getting out to do essential things. But one thing that the governor had mentioned on his press conference on Friday, that he will make sure that there's funding to, because it's a lot of funds for small businesses, but then also there need to be some funds allocated for like spas, beauty shops, barbershops, et cetera, independent contractors, and so on. And I'm still praying for them, the refund check, stimulus check, and I applied for one of those for a small business. Cutter Shark Entertainment is a small business. Image Mechanisms, my sole proprietor businesses. I was struggling way before coronavirus, and so there are people that have been working on getting back on their feet and rebuilding their lives anyway. And then there are some people that have been blindsided. Many people have been blindsided. And then not to mention getting sick with coronavirus, or having loved ones getting sick with coronavirus, having to shut down their businesses. I posted a video from a guy in New Jersey who he just broke it down. And he worked at Walmart, and he has to stop work. He said he stopped working at Walmart because for a while you might have to wear a mask forever now. But he said he's not wearing a mask. But he talked about his mother being a school bus driver and all his other friends that are out of work. And so we hear the stories. We know the stories are happening in every state and all around the world. It's happening in other countries and cities and states around the world before it comes to the states. My guy, Terry and I, we've been watching coronavirus, COVID-19, since it started. We're nerds. We're a couple in love nerds, you know. But we've been watching this since the very beginning. So this is something. And one thing about it, many of us, even the medical professionals, they're doing their best to get vaccines and just to find out what works. And that doesn't have horrible side effects and all of that. So, wow. So, I'm pretty much like I said, I'm not looking at notes, and so I'm just like flabbergasted. I thought I would be reading some of the headline notes news to you guys, but they're not running it across the screen. Let me see if I can find the local headlines on. I don't see. I'm trying to see if I give you some real time headlines. It's happening right now. But last Monday, SBA did resume accepting applications for PPP loans. And also, when you go on SBA.gov's website, you know, it's very easy to read. You just click on and go to the section that you need. Again, they have the PPP, the EIDL. They have other loans. They have homeowners and renters loans that you can get. And I'm looking at notes now that I have written from the SBA.gov website. When you're applying for a homeowners or renters loan, you first need to register with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to obtain a FEMA registration ID. And so you call FEMA at 1-800-621-3362 to obtain home loans, renters loans, homeowners, renters. You must first, before going on the website and applying or calling SBA, you first need to register with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to obtain a FEMA registration ID number by calling 1-800-621-3362 prior to applying SBA for the SBA loan. And then also, if you have to like fill out any documents and sign physical papers, you mail those to the U.S. Small Business Administration Processing and Disbursement Center in Fort Worth, Texas. And that is on 14925 Kingsport Road. Again, when you are applying for homeowners and renters loans, register with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to obtain a FEMA registration ID number by calling 1-800-621-3362 prior to applying for your SBA loan. U.S. Small Business Administration Processing and Disbursement Center is where you mail your physical papers that you have to sign, if you have to sign anything or that you downloaded or printed out. And the address, again, is 14925 Kingsport Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76155-2243. The zip code is 76155-2243. And also, you can call 1-800 1-800-659-2955. 1-800-659-2955. The email for SBA regarding the disaster emergency assistance, disaster customer service@sba.gov. Again, that 1-800 number is 1-800-659-2955, and you email disaster customer service@sba.gov. Okay, so the website is amazing. So you would click on that top yellow and black section to really see what's going on with COVID-19 related emergency assistance, and then also dealing with IRS. You know, visit irs.gov to check for your if you're like me and Cousin Lynn and some of our friends. Some people have received like the stimulus checks, but not the refund check. I haven't received anything, and I'm told that from my bank and tax preparer and many others. I'm talking generally because many of us talk openly, and those on social media and those that have been providing us with information on YouTube. But big shout out to my bank and also to my tax preparer and those that are in the money business that have been educating so many of us. But RS.gov, you can check out your income tax, and also you can check your status for your stimulus check. But if you haven't received your income tax, they will tell you if you qualified or not, because what I already knew, no, I qualified. But because I have yet received my income tax refund, could not tell me anymore, and that's the same that others have told me that haven't received theirs. But because they ask you, have you received it, or did you have to pay anything back? They don't ask, like, are you waiting for your refund check, stuff like that. They just want to know two things. Have you received, and did you have to pay back? Those are the two questions that they're asking. But but that's the way you can update your information also. Non-filers, there's a section, if you haven't filed in recent years, to update your information if you want to get it direct deposit or just confirm your mailing address. You can do all that also. And they have IRS has an app also that you can utilize regarding checking your info, which is pretty cool. But SBA.gov, IRS.gov, very essential, right? Website. That's very important to all of us. Again, let me do a run through of the coronavirus.gov, like I've been doing on every broadcast. The guidelines from President Trump, from the White House and the CDC, and you visit the website coronavirus.gov also to see more and to learn more regarding the guidelines. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authority. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you are an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. And I will repeat, listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay at home, do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them home, contact your medical provider. If you are an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face, sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. So we have to make habits. We have to keep repeating. I know some people might say, well, though, you know, we know all that, but we have to keep repeating that information. And, you know, this is a entertainment lifestyle community-based formatted show, and it's very important. So me to do my part, and so many of you provide so much information that I do my best to share and provide by word of mouth and throughout social media here on the broadcast, on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be resuming broadcasting on Springer also, and throughout Facebook and Twitter. I'm back in LinkedIn, so you guys, when I'm back in, yay, I'm so happy. I'm back into LinkedIn. Shout out to everyone who had connection invites awaiting me to confirm. Had 50-plus awaiting me to confirm, so I confirmed those. And so thank you guys so much. And a big shout out to everyone on Instagram, YouTube, working on, you know, getting things upgraded so I can learn more about monetizing and earning money, passive residual income. Also, Mother's Day is only a week away, something I've talked about earlier on my Facebook page. So I got to plug my Avon website, youravon.com/BethBeautyStyle. You can order from the website. Big shout out to my Avon leader, Coach Miller Gross Garcia, and her husband, Carlos, in Florida. And also to my team member, Angel, and all of those that are interested in being Avon guys and ladies. I've been an Avon lady since my preteens, on and off, and recently I reinstated in February. So, Mother's Day is a week away. When you order online, delivered directly to you or to the recipient of the present. So again, visit youravon.com/BethBeautyStyle, and shout out to the entire worldwide Avon community also. Avon is just amazing for the entire family. But again, those of you sending music and your media kits and are interested in being guests when we're back to the full-fledged format, and have PSAs for me to add, remember the files must be WMA, WAVE, MP3 format, 100 MB limit. So just want you to know for sure. So when I upload it, it won't be a problem, and your show, your music or your PSA can be on the playlist. Also, if you, you know, you're really, really ready and support the show and like to see it back the way it once was, you know, it does take a little money. So if you're interested in donating, you can visit paypal.me/BethWilliams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S, entrepreneur also. And it definitely will go to what it's intended to get back to upgrade the show for longer hours. It's, you know, research and everything that it takes for pre-production and production of an awesome, awesome broadcast. But again, I would like to conclude this that I've shared a couple other times that I had read in Old Magazine, and also I had seen on a YouTube video regarding, you know, motivation. Happiness is the new rich. Inner peace is the new success. Health is the new wealth, and kindness is the new cool. Happiness is the new rich. Inner peace is the new success. Health is the new wealth, and kindness is the new cool. So, those of you, and don't like the funds that the state of Mississippi received and your state have received, you know, also it goes to the unemployment. I know Florida has been really dealing with the situation regarding that. And so a lot of the funding, that's something that the governor is talking about. They need to get those unemployment claims to everybody also, and just the hospitals, they need their PPE equipment, hospitals and nursing homes and shelters, et cetera, like, and businesses need the PPE, because small businesses and even some medium-sized businesses do not have the funds to buy that. So the governor, the government is, you know, providing PPE equipment and MEMA and all that. So let's see. There will be a show tomorrow, so I'll be sure to reshare the unemployment information also and more information tomorrow morning in breaking news, some of the numbers from around the country and around the world also. Because, you know, there's been the cases, but then there's been the number of recoveries, and then there are the, sadly, the deaths. And then there have been, like, some stories that have been happening that have just been crazy that you see on your news, national news, international news, on social media. There's been wild, but then there's been some wonderful loving stories. And I love to see the videos regarding animals also. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Remember to email me at kultrieshokent_Beth@yahoo.com. And I do my best to respond to DMs and messages throughout social media. And I am approachable. Also, when you see me out, we all have to be safe and pay attention to our surrounding areas. But we still, you know, it's good to effectively network and practice social distancing at the same time. So, again, sending out much love to my love, Terry. And Terry, and I thank you guys for your love and your prayers. And my family and friends, we thank you. And we're sending out so much love and positive vibes to you all also. So we appreciate you. Thank you, prayer warriors. And definitely just sending out much love. It's important for us to check in with one another. The internet has brought so many of us close to one another, people that we would not have met in normal lives if it was not for the internet. And so, again, big shout out. Because people can complain about social media, but also social media has brought so many of us together. Like during this epidemic, this pandemic, we've been experiencing and been alone together. And so so many of us are learning so much about ourselves and what's important and what's not important right now. And we're appreciating life and appreciating things in every moment. And so that is really, really important to even those that pretend they don't care. You know, we know that it gotta care unless they're the devil themselves. And so that's why we're thanking the prayer warriors and all of us that have just a little bit of faith, like what they say, a mustard seed, just to have a little bit of faith. So, again, thank you all for supporting the show. Your listenership means so much, and your support and effectively networking with me and amongst and with everybody, each other, is so important, you know, that we fact check and make sure everybody have accurate information and just cheer. Also, big shout out to No Labels, bipartisan organization based in D.C. that I've been a member of since pretty much the beginning. They asked me last week if I would become one of the top leaders on their steering committee. So, of course, the answer was yes, like I told Terry. But yes. And so last month, experienced the first committee meeting, and tomorrow we have I experienced my second steering committee. But definitely check out No Labels website and Facebook social media pages, and they provide awesome Zoom meetings. They have been doing the Zoom meetings daily, but now there will be weekly meetings. So definitely check out the Zoom meetings. Again, it's a bipartisan political organization where Republicans, Democrats, and Independents come together, you know, and problem solve, and effective problem solving. So I ask the listeners worldwide to check it out. And you know, it's awesome when we can come together with bipartisan problem solving and work with our political leaders locally and on a federal level and statewide. But so I'm glad I remembered to do that shout out. So shout out again to all loved ones, praying for you all, political leaders on all levels. And we do believe that you're doing the best you can. And we the people are doing what we can, and we'll get through this. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And God is love, and love is God.